The Island Charity Swim is one of the greatest fundraisers for the special schools of the Sunshine Coast, Nambour, Karramundi, and the new one there at Palmview, which, amazing, by the way, drove past the other day, stands out like dog's balls.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's white and fluoro orange.
Okay.
It's amazing colours. But the Charity Island Swim for 2020 got cancelled due to COVID. Turkey COVID. Then 2021 saw the numbers down significantly. A massive reduction in number of people participating in the Island Swim. And you may remember local superfish and legend Brendan Neal at the time was going to do it twice and did.
Mm.
Everyone else struggles to do one, or like a life ambition is, I'd be happy to swim that far and do one lap of Majimba Island. Well, he did it twice just for shiz and giz. Now, at the time, our mate Jason O'Prey, who joins us right now. Morning, Jace.
Good morning. It's not Friday.
No, it's not Friday.
No, I know.
This is not weird yet. It's Monday. You're at the other end.
It's not even Monday.
Well, it's Tuesday. Rhymes with Monday. Feels like Friday.
Jeez.
I'm drunk. Stop it. One of the things is that he at that day, on that day, we said, look, wouldn't it be great if Brendan did this? And you said what?
I said nobody has ever swum the entire length of the Sunshine Coast from Noosa all the way down to Caloundra or the other way around. And no one had ever done it.
And at the time, Ash, you and I looked at each other and went, it's because it's impossible.
Yep.
Yeah, it would be a very, very hard swim to do.
Was it 60-something kilometres?
60-odd kilometres, yeah.
More than that. 63 if you do it accurately.
63
if you're not in a straight line, it's more.
You challenged Brendan Neal to accomplish this. And then last week, Brendan came into the studio and we had a little chat. And it was like it felt nice because I remember saying, you know, local legend doing this to raise awareness for the charity, to raise some funds. But let's be honest, it's like me trying to do a 40-hour famine. It's not going to happen. All right, I get hangry at about 2 hours in and sneak a Snickers bar and then it's all over. But I've told everyone, oh, yeah, I did 40 hours.
That's because a long swim for you is like 2 hours drinking two beers, a packet of CCs on a blow-up donkey in the backyard pool.
He's got you there.
Kind of got me. I want to deny this, but it's right. But Brendan Neal was challenged to swim the length of the Sunshine Coast. Last week on Friday and Saturday, he attempted it. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, mate.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are you going?
After successfully doing it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, brother.
That is good, man. Well done.
Amazing.
This is such an extraordinary achievement. You should be so proud of yourself. 63 kilometres. We were sort of saying last week that the best swimmers, the Olympic swimmers over in the Olympics, you know, sort of do, what, 10Ks in just under 2 hours. So this took you, you know, would have taken you a fair whack, what did you say, 2 days. So the first day, where did you swim to?
So started out at King's Beach and went all the way to just past Old Woman Island.
Now, on the first day, you also got seasick as well.
Very. It wasn't pretty at all. It wasn't pretty.
I'm going to call it. You were massively seasick. I'm not joking. If you have a chance, have a look at some of the video footage. This man threw up at least 30 times. And it was severe vomiting. Severe vomiting. He was seasick at the highest level about an hour and a half in. He started and he had 8 hours to go.
So, Brendan, what point of this mammoth task do you not go, all right, I'm pretty crook. Maybe I'll have a crack at this another time?
It didn't really enter my head. I guess I'm a bit stubborn. Oh, no, or stupid.
It's crazy. So you're not only battling sort of the fact that you've got to swim a large distance in the ocean. I mean, swimming in the still water's like hard enough, let alone in the ocean where there's currents and waves and swell, all the rest of it. Then you've got seasickness on the top of it. So day two, did it look a little better for you?
Oh, much better.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We finally got out there and, it, you know, for the first hour and a bit, it looked perfect and it was fantastic. After that was a little bit, it wasn't so nice. Yeah.
So you crossed the line at Noosa. You've completed the 63-kilometre amazing swim. Like, that's just huge and mind-boggling. How did you feel?
Well, our boat had to take off because it was getting dark. And
this is horrible.
So they left us. We had to, so they could get safely across the bar, which they didn't really. And that's another story, poor guys. But my lovely paddler Ty just paddled me in, and it was a beautiful sunset. So it's very romantic. But it's probably not so nice swimming from Tea Tree for those people who surf and everything. You know, when it's dark and you're swimming from Tea Tree right around to Noosa Main Beach. But it was nice. We got in and that was fantastic. And I thought, okay, you've got some friends lined up on the shore and O'Prey said he'd be there as well. And Yeah, so I get out of the water and I'm sort of staggering up and I'm looking back and just taking a big breath and just going, oh my God, that was, you know, did it. And all these thoughts and emotions are rushing through your head. And I turn around and there's not a single person there.
No.
Not a single person.
That's because he's boat bolted. There's a whole stack of us on the beach waiting for him. We just couldn't see him. It was dark. He came in on dark and it was just horrible. Like, I felt so lousy that he'd done 63 Ks and I caught him under the shower.
I staggered up, had a cold shower, tearing my wetsuit off. All of a sudden, there's people yelling from the surf club.
Yeah, and everyone got him, of course. But
Mate,
that's amazing. Yeah,
amazing. So amazing.
Got to ask. 63 kilometres, fair bit of burly in the water. I've spent some time in the waters in around the areas you've swum. Any friendly visitors along the way of a shark variety?
Well, we were going along and within the first hour, had another friend, Jason, out there as well on a boat. You've got to be Jason to be a good supporter on a boat.
Yeah. He had three of us.
Three Jasons.
He had three Jasons on his support crew.
That's amazing. That's great.
And he saw this big commotion of all these fish going off and he just happened to have his rod in the boat and threw it out, hooks onto a tuna. And starts bringing it up. And he's going, oh, geez, I'm a bit close here. And got it right to the boat and it spat and went away. And I didn't really realise too much. But a little bit later, he's having a chat to my paddler and they're all drifting off and I just kept swimming. And I sort of looked down and saw a little friendly fella swimming along and she was all right. And she was a bit smaller than me, so I wasn't that worried. But I did look back. And the guys weren't even watching me. I was still talking about the tuna they missed.
So your support crew are largely unsupportive. And they weren't watching you. You could have got eaten by a shark and then they didn't even greet you on the beach.
We're so proud of you. Congratulations. Yeah, 63 kilometres along the Sunshine Coast coastline is just such an extraordinary feat. So well done. Congratulations and well done to you, Jace, for doing it.
Oh, thanks so much for the support. And look, the school's really appreciate it. That was so fantastic. And the more people that know about those schools and help those awesome kids and families.
Yeah, get onto the GoFundMe page. Check it out.
Oh, it's still there.
How can we find it?
GoFundMe. Type in Dare to Care, Swim the Coast.
Dare to Care, Swim the Coast. Brendan Neal, Superfish, you bloody legend.
Thanks heaps, guys.